As we begin our worship through the spiritual discipline of Lectio Divina, I invite you to pull out this insert from your bulletin. On it, you'll find our text for today, Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. Let's pray together. Ever-present God, we seek your face. Come, illumine your word, bring understanding to our minds, and joy to our hearts. Through Christ and by the Spirit. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Today we are going to worship through the ancient but ever new practice of Lectio Divina. Literally, these words mean divine reading, but actually it's much more than that. It conveys the meaning of truly hearing the Word of God. This is an ancient tradition, a practice that predates Christianity. In fact, the Jewish people were formed by Lectio. They listened to the Word, they meditated on the Word, and they discussed the implications of the Word so that their lives would be shaped by the Word of God. This, too, is part of our tradition.
To Saint Benedict, who formed the Benedictine Order, he lived in the 6th century. Benedictine was a man of the people, and he probably never intended this to be just a practice for the monasteries, but that's pretty much where the practice was held and carried on for years. And now this practice is still a mainstay in many monasteries and convents. But more recently, it has become a valued practice by Christians everywhere. This is a practice that you can do alone, you can do it with family and friends, or you can practice this discipline as we are today, as a whole congregation. There are four main movements to the Lectio Divina, and they come with these Latin names that kind of roll off the tongue: Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, and Contemplatio. But more simply, they mean read, ponder, respond, and rest. During the time that we enter into each of these moments, we're going to have some quiet music playing by Gerald, but it'll otherwise be completely quiet for a couple of minutes, so that you can really enter into the Lectio with your whole heart. Lectio flows out of the foundational belief that the Word of God is the Word of God. Hear the Word with openness and humility. Allow the God of love to speak to your mind and heart. May you be blessed as you participate in this Lectio Divina. We will begin our time by singing Break Now the Bread of Life. the first movement, read the word. As you listen to the passage for the first time, note the word or phrase that becomes illuminated for you. Some people call this the word that sings or stings or rings in your heart and mind. This word or phrase you will also ponder further and engage during the silences that follow the second and third readings. Hear the first reading. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
The second movement is to ponder the word, turn it over in your mind. As you listen to the passage for the second time, try to engage all your senses. What are you feeling or seeing, imagining as you hear the words read, especially the word or the phrases that stood out to you in the first reading? Listen particularly for gifts from God or invitations from God. What are you grateful for in this passage? What invitation is God extending you in this passage? Listen and ponder. Your reflection might be shaped by words like, I think, I feel, I see. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
the third movement, respond to the word. The third step in Lectio Divina is the responsive prayer, understood both as dialogue with God, that is, as loving conversation with the one who has invited you into his embrace, offering to God parts of ourselves that we have not previously believed that God wants. In this prayer, we allow the word that we have taken in and on which we are pondering to touch and change our deepest selves. During the third reading, respond to the God who listens and listen to how he might be urging you gently with love to be touched and changed by his word. Your reflection might be shaped by the words, I believe that God is calling me. I believe that God is blessing me. I believe that God is inviting me this day, this coming week.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thank you.
The fourth movement is an invitation to rest, if you're rather an invitation to be the Word. Finally, we simply rest in the presence of God, who uses his Word as a means of inviting us to accept his transforming grace. This is a wordless, quiet rest in the presence of the one who loves us. During this time, Adrian will sing and minister, and afterwards we'll conclude our lecture with a moment of silence, rest, and a closing prayer, giving thanks to God who, through his presence, through Christ, through the Word, and by the Holy Spirit, continues to shape us as his people. Gracious God, who caused the scriptures to be written for our learning and our formation in life and faith, help us to truly hear them, to read, to learn, to allow them to shape us in the likeness of Christ, so that we, through your word, may live in the hope of fullness and everlasting life that you give us in Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.